So I was having a conversation with a friend a couple of months ago, and he mentioned something and said, you are what you consume. And now in this particular context, it was referring to information. And I thought about it a couple of times over and over after that particular experience. And I realized that the same way we consume food, well, to benefit our bodies, to nourish our bodies, and if you're eating junk, the same process of how you consume junk is the same process of how you can consume information. We live in a digital age where information is everything, you know, constant streams of news, social media, whether in the public sector or in the private sector, all around us, information is everything. But then how can you control your media diet such that it is not detrimental to your health, whether physically or mentally or otherwise, and you can still live a life that is really good and amazing? You're welcome back to The Simple Creative. I'm your host, Oladimeji Ajigbile, and this is a sequel to the last episode we had, talking about conquering information overload. Shout out to everybody who listened, and let's get to this particular episode. Now, I need you to understand something, that information comes to us from all angles, right? And at all times, we get information on a steady, on a constant basis. And then if you look around, there is something information has to offer us that is really good, because we get to communicate and connect with friends, with family, and all sorts of people, and at the same time, stay updated on the latest trends in the industry. But then you need to be able to tell and, you know, have a scale on how much of information is too much. Now, there's something that you can really fall into called mental misery, where your mind is entirely blocked and clogged with too much of information and news, that you start to react and build upon those things you've learned, or you've seen, or you've heard, or you've listened to, or you've, I don't know what else to say, or you've consumed. And then these things start to take a toll on your life. I'll give you an example. A couple of months ago, I became very fascinated with TikTok. The idea that you can create something amazing in just 15 seconds was fascinating. But then it soon transitioned from me loving that particular idea to becoming something I became obsessed with. I would constantly stay up late at night, scrolling through TikTok, looking at trends, all the dance moves and everything, hoping that I'll be inspired. But at the same time, I'm seeing some that are not all that great. And this became a web for me that it was difficult to get out of. So two things actually happened. First, I started to notice that in my sleep, I'll be dreaming about TikTok songs, which was weird. And then while I'm awake, I still feel this urge to always want to go there, even though I'm not really learning anything new. It's just the same trends over and over again being repurposed by several persons. And then that was when it dawned on me what that person said those years ago, that what you consume is what you become. And it made more sense. So I decided to really put down some of my thoughts in a notepad while I was, you know, brainstorming that particular night, and I decided to turn it into an episode on this podcast. Now, it is common knowledge that the physical diet you consume will most certainly define your physical health. There's no doubt about it. The things you put inside of you as food determines how you react, or what comes out of you in the physical. So if you're eating healthy, it starts to show in your physical life, or in your physical appearance, that this person eats healthy. But then if you're eating junk and eating all sorts of stupid things, it starts to tell on your body. Like a couple of days ago, I had terrible breakouts on my face, and I realized that I haven't been taking enough rest, consuming a lot of media, and then I was eating, you know, cornflakes, Cocoa Pops, and a couple of other things consistently for almost 7 days without any real meal. I didn't take any fruit. I didn't drink water as I'm supposed to. And all these things kind of started to affect me, and then it caused a lot of breakouts on my face. So the same thing goes for the media part, or the media diet you consume. You know, if you digest a bunch of terrible news, a bunch of rubbish, and all sort of news that is flying around today, you realize that they start to give you this mental health decline, and this happens in a hurry. So what are those things you can actually do to start to really control your media diet? Now, the most dangerous part of entire thing is that the way we consume food, which is actual food, like maybe rice, beans, or whatever it is, or amala, talking to people who don't like amala, right? It has a particular way of telling on your body quickly, easily, you know, it's visual. If you eat granola, like people who are prone to, you know, breakout, if you're eating anything oily, it starts to tell on your face quickly. But the dangerous part with media diets is that it doesn't show on the physical. It happens in the mental, in the subconscious. It just sinks in into you, and you don't even know nothing. Something terrible is happening to you. You know, you start to see that, you start to react to certain things, but because it's not physical, you feel, you know, it doesn't make matter. And the thing is this, we do not see the damage that it does to our body. It doesn't show itself in a physical form, unlike the normal food we consume. Now, this is why this is getting really ridiculous and really annoying to me. When you're eating terrible food, it kind of tells on your body and you become weak, you lose energy and a couple of other things. But then the damage media diet does to your brain, nobody can see with physical eyes. And this is where it all gets crazy. Now, you start to notice something called anxiety. You become irritated by information. Sometimes it becomes information overload, confusion, depression, sadness, all these things put together, talking about mental health. Now, June is said to be the month of men's mental health. So every man listening to this particular episode today, this is special to you. And for every other person listening as well, the females, everybody in general, see, you need to understand that your mental health is the first place of concern when it comes to you being a creative. This is the Simple Creative Podcast. So let's talk about this, talking about creatives. If your mental health is not in check, if you're not fine in your body, it's possible that you can still get some work done. But if your mental health is not good, is not fine, is not okay, trust me, every other thing will break down. And then it starts to tell on the physical. So these are things that slowly develop without you having any idea of what is even going on. And gradually it turns into an habit. And then after it becomes an habit, it becomes a lifestyle. And would you want, you know, gossip lifestyle? Would you want terrible news lifestyle? I don't think so. Would you want, you know, all sort of annoying details online to be your lifestyle? I don't think so. So why do you keep consuming all these things? I'm also talking to myself in this case because I still spend sleepless nights, you know, scrolling through Instagram, Twitter. I don't tweet much, but still scrolling through Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. YouTube is a little bit educational, but to some extent, there are some things you need to be able to put down and dial down the way you consume them. So how can this thing affect your well-being, whether mentally or physically? And what are those things you can change about your habit towards your media diet? Now, I'll be reading out a couple of things to you. You need to really understand that first, questioning how much of this thing happens to you is the first place to consider. You know, I've asked a couple of questions sometimes, like, you know, in order to find out if your media consumption is contaminating your life, you need to ask yourself some questions. And I'm reading out these questions to you, so be attentive to this. Now, do you wake up in the morning and instantly start scrolling Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? That's the question. Do you have feelings of anxiety that seems to come after reading news or stories? Does reading a bad news seem to ruin your day or set you up for a negative mindset? You know, these are real problems that stem from media consumption, and then it becomes a part of our lives. You realize that you consume something today and then it has a negative effect on the way you work. The one that happened to me a couple of weeks ago was seeing the death of George Floyd. Listening to it alone, watching it alone, my entire week became very terrible. Like, I didn't even know how to operate. My entire productivity dropped by 70% because there's a way I calculate my productivity, which is something I'll discuss very soon in one of the episodes, you know. And I realized that because of what I consumed that particular day, it started to affect me as a person and the work I did, because delivering to clients at that period was impossible because I wasn't fine in my head. And these are the effects of what this thing can actually bring. So listen to all those questions over again and ask yourself, do you wake up in the morning and the first thing you pick up is your phone? Do you feel this anxiety or this anxiety attack after listening to news or after reading something online? And so many other questions like that. You need to be able to determine whether the news or the media you're consuming is contaminating your life. Now, there are a couple of things I've been able to do with me, with my own life, that has really helped me stay clear. To some extent, not entirely, because I still fall victim at times. But then there are some things you can do And I've been able to highlight 5 ways. Now, there are 17 ways actually that I wrote down initially, but I had to compress them down into 5 ways because we're talking about, you know, media here. So I don't want you to consume too much to actually get the message of this particular episode. So now the first thing is be able to understand and don't be ignorant, but be selective. Be able to understand that social media is amazing, that there's information out there for you. Don't be ignorant of the fact that you can actually fall a victim to media overdose or terrible media consumption. But then at the end of it all, be selective as to what media you consume, as to what content you consume. You own your life and you have the right to decide what kind of content you consume. If you scroll through my Instagram today, you won't see anything that would probably contaminate my mental health because I've been deliberate as to what I go on there to check. It gets to a point where you need to follow certain persons on social media just so that you keep your mental health in balance. It's not a terrible thing. If they get upset, it's their problem. But just so that you remain sane, please, if there's someone you're following right now who is definitely contaminating your mental health or your media consumption, definitely cut them out because it's all about you first before them. And if they are putting it out there all because it makes sense to them, but then it doesn't make sense to you, why do you keep following them? It's just a cue to you to do what is right now, because I do it sometimes. I do a purge on my account several times. I know this person is creating amazing content, but then it gets to a point the person stops and starts to create things that I know would definitely contaminate me. Oh my God, I'm out without you telling me twice, because it is me first. I'm not being selfish, but then I need to protect my mental health. If the person continues with his own life, you know, creating amazing content, and you know, the period of him switching to creating terrible content that was contaminating, I would have actually gone into the drains, and then the person is still moving on. So first, take care of yourself before you start looking out for others. Now, the next thing is choose time to consume. Like, have a schedule for when you go online to, you know, check content. Now, if you wake up in the morning and then the first thing you pick up is your phone, there's a problem somewhere. If after you wake up in the morning, after doing your morning prayers, your devotion or your meditation or your morning routine, you can then set aside maybe like 15 minutes to check social media or whatever works for you, please try. But make sure you choose a time to devour. Don't let it be all the time, all through the day, every single time your phone is in your hands. Be careful because it can really fall back and hurt you in ways you can't even imagine. Now, the next thing is, what does your consumption create? Now, I've dedicated years, well, in detail, 3 years to creating content that inspire people. And then it gets to a point where I myself have gotten to the climax of how much I can create. And then I go ahead to look for people I can consume their content to get inspired. Now, if you have stuff like this to go to, you need to understand that, what is your consumption creating? Is it coming back to give you a good effect? Is it coming back as a product? Are you taking action with the things you consume? Think about it. I recently had the opportunity to, you know, attend this webinar where the person talked about how to become a good leader. And after watching that particular webinar, I realized that what I just consumed has transformed my life for the better. And it was amazing. But then there were some other ones that I've attended before that all they did was just repeat things I've read in books, things I've seen in videos on YouTube, and so many other things, and it didn't really give me anything to create better. So I started to really cut down on the kind of content I consume, and I was very particular about where I go to consume this kind of content. So you need to understand, what is your consumption creating? Is it causing you to take a change, positive change to your life, or is it bringing you back and making you fall back to the crowd of people who just consume without any positive impact? So it's up to you. It's a deal you need to actually make with yourself to actually make it an habit to consume things that would make you progress than things that will bring you down and cause you to enter into a mental decline. You need to be very careful. It's your life and you should be in control. Now, consume positive things, positivity. Now, there's a friend I have on Instagram. His name is Toby, popularly called Skinny Toby. Now, Toby is the kind of person that every time I get into the DMs, Toby always has the right words. He knows how to package his words in such a way that I become inspired. Another person I can talk about like that is Baptista. a friend of mine as well, Enoch, a very good friend, and several people like that. Every time I go to them, it is amazing things we get to talk about, all because I've been able to see them as a stream where I can draw wisdom and strength. Another friend like that I have is Efosa and Bolaji Billions. See, there's a way you need to start building positive connections, that talking to them alone is therapeutic. Talking to them alone is creating so much advantage for you in life. So it's an assignment I have to give you right now. Look for those friends. Look for those people. Look for those creators that you know every time you consume their content, it's for a good cause. And eventually, after seeing it, after speaking to them, after doing a live session with them, you come out a changed person or with a changed mindset. Then those are the kind of persons, those are the kind of creators, those are the kind of content I would advise you to go for. Positive things, not negative ones. So I'll be wrapping it up with the very last one, which is for you to set limits. You need to set limits on how much you consume. For example, I realized that all through last week, I consumed too much, and I decided that this week, I'll take a break and find ways to refresh my mind, just so that I'm still new and refreshed. Old news has gone. Now I'm bringing in, you know, positive things, just to make that sure that my mind is still, you know, flowing with the same creative juice I ought to have. So you need to be able to tell, do you spend all the time on Instagram? If you do, are you making money on Instagram? Answer that question. Do you spend all your time, you know, creating content on YouTube? If you do, how much are you learning and are you earning in return? It has to be, you know, a mutual thing. You're consuming and then it's giving you something in return. But then be careful not to consume and then get negativity in return. It's a thing you have to be very conscious about. So I'll give you a quick analogy right now, that you need to give yourself some scheduled time each day to go through your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed or your website or whatever it is you are creating. Now, allow yourself the little time for your favorite shows. You listen to The Simple Creative, you listen to Lumination Podcast, you listen to a couple of others. You need to be able to tell yourself that this is the time I'm listening to this. And if you know when these things will be released, you should always check, you know, to stay updated on them. The Simple Creative always releases on Wednesdays, but for the past few episodes now, it happens on Saturdays. But then the key to this is understand when those shows happen, understand when it's time for you to consume, and then be able to set limits so that you can actually take away all those terrible things you are consuming. The things you consume eventually become you. I remember creating a video talking about habits. You know, you are what you consume. You are what you read, you are what you sleep on, you are what you listen to, and all those extra things. Our habits eventually become a part of our lives. And the scary part is they become the major part of our lives. So would you choose to make it positive, or would you choose to have it go the negative? So it's all up to you. So the summary of it is this, that most people are addicted to, you know, consumption of news, social media, and all the rest. But then the key to this is that you have to truly make an effort to be more selective in what you consume. Not everything that you see online is worth consuming, and not every content creator is worth following. Realize that early enough, and then you give yourself the mental freedom you desire. This is the end of this particular episode. Thank you so much for listening. If this has helped you in any way, definitely subscribe to The Simple Creative. Give this video a thumbs up, or if you're listening via audio, definitely go ahead and rate The Simple Creative on iTunes, on Apple Music, on Google Podcast, on Anchors, or whatever platform it is you're listening on. Give The Simple Creative a rating, and I'll see you in the next one.